I get up, I get down, and I'm
the Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looks so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Those of you holding on the phone, please be patient. We'll come back to you soon at 844-967-2789. But right now, we'd like to introduce you to a fine new sponsor. She is Jessica Amon. Did I say that right?
Amon.
Amon. Damn it. I'm so bad with names, Jessica. From FXB, and that's a kickboxing gym.
It is.
So let's make sure you're talking into the microphone because I want to make sure all the fine people hear you. Jessica, first and foremost, welcome.
Thank you.
And you're a brave lady. You and your partner jumped into business in the middle of a pandemic.
We did.
So that's a scary proposition.
It is, yes.
Why'd you make this choice?
We've both been a part of FXB for a number of years, and we love the gym, and it was an opportunity that presented itself, and we took it.
Tell me about kickboxing. Now, I'm not going to go to your gym and beat somebody up or get beat up, am I right?
No. Nope. You can beat up a bag, and just as hard as you want to, you can just hit it and leave all your aggressions right there.
And you guys effectively do classes.
We do.
And so the idea is that people come together and they sweat it out and they show some intensity.
Yes.
And my understanding is these classes sort of come together. They become friends. It's sort of the camaraderie of the exertion. Yes. And you've described to me, Jessica, it's a community.
It is.
Tell us about your community at FXB.
We have the best community. Some of my very best friends are there. And I've been a part of FXB for 10 years. And you just don't join a gym for 10 years and not make amazing friends. And you don't stick with a gym unless there are amazing friends. So it's
awesome.
An amazing gym.
And I've been to your facility very recently. And here's what I liked. I mean, everything now is judged through the prism of COVID.
Yes.
And you guys have a nice indoor facility, but you got overhead garage doors. You can effectively make it an indoor-outdoor facility.
And we do.
When you talked about that, I thought you were chasing people out to the parking lot. But no, you've got the doors. You make the indoors the outdoors, effectively.
We do. And it's amazing. And in fact, I've been there 10 years only. Since COVID, we've opened the doors. And I thought it would be really weird to work out outside because we don't have the mats and all that stuff. But we actually, it's amazing. We can work out in the sunrise, the sunset, the fresh air. It's really fun.
Now, Jessica, you guys do this, as I understand it, in sort of time increments. And your typical class time frame starts at about 10 weeks.
Yes.
Although you certainly would sign people up for the full year.
Yes.
But 10 weeks is the class cycle. And you guys make a guarantee, a promise.
Yes.
That if I, or someone like me, and I'm still being convinced on this. I'm being cajoled.
Oh, you're going to join us.
I know you want me to. And I'm historically a lazy guy, but I got to get back into shape this year. If I can't look good on the beach this year with a full year's preparation, then
that's
I'm
right.
doing something wrong. But anyways, here's the point. It's a community, the camaraderie that comes, but once you get to the gym, I never find it's hard, but you got to look forward to getting to the gym. How hard is that to keep your team motivated?
I think that it's not hard, actually. I get up at 3:30 every morning. I live in Dodgeville. I drive to Fitchburg.
Doesn't everybody?
No. I drive to Fitchburg every day, and I look forward to it. It's the people that bring us there and keep us there. And I mean, the workout's amazing. And we are high intensity interval training. We do kickboxing, we do strength training, and we do just different challenges throughout the 10-week session. And it's just, there's just nothing better. So.
And Jessica, let's talk about the contest. Those that participate, those that join the 10-week class,
correct?
You challenge them and you give them a prize for the person that advances.
Yes.
And what's that look like? So advances, the improvement, the
greatest
self-transformation.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So how do we determine that?
We start at your 10-week. We start with your measurements, your weight, how many sit-ups you can do, how many push-ups you can do in a minute. The sit and reach, there's a mile run.
You could give me all day. It's not going to change that number much.
No, yeah, no, I could. And I'm not a runner myself, but, you know, I cut 3 minutes off my mile the first 10 weeks that I did. So it's amazing, the challenges and the transformation that you get. So we started at the 10-week. We do it at a 5-week, measure everybody at the 5-week, and then we do it again at the 10-week. And it's only within our gym and the 10-week people that join, the challengers that join, that are in the running for that $1,000. And it's a really good odd, and it's amazing. We just had a winner, and he had never thought that he would win. And
sure.
He came in, and he was friends with a friend that was already there, and he won, and it was there's no words to describe how it feels to see these people win and to help them along the way and to witness it all. So
sure. And I've watched, you know, game shows like the Biggest Loser.
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, The Biggest Loser.
Well, I would presume, I was in college once, I took a strength and conditioning class, and truth be known, I skipped it quite a bit. But it was a very stressful semester, and I lost a lot of weight that semester. And just through pure luck, I happened to test a lot skinnier at the end of the semester, and I got an A in the class.
Sure.
But it was not a earned A, if that makes sense.
Sure.
But I got to think, with the effort being exerted and the sense of camaraderie and competition with those participating, people really want to win that. They've got a sense, hey, I'm really advancing. I've lost weight. I've gained strength. I've gained endurance.
Yes, of course.
Do you start seeing them cheer for each other, or perhaps, you know?
You know, it's a really an...
What's that like, that competition sense?
They're actually, the competition is less than... there is competition, but everybody roots for everybody else. So there's no judgment. Everybody comes in. Everybody wants everybody to win. We've all been at the beginning.
Yeah.
We all started at the same place. I, as an instructor and now as an owner, started as a 10-weeker. So I started not knowing how to punch a bag or even put on a pair of gloves or wrap my hands. And I started with nothing. So, but I earned my way up. And 10 years later, here I am. And we do the same now. Everybody has a beginning. And it's not about, I mean, it is about competition. You can compete with yourself or people next to you and the friends that you make. But really, everybody cheers everybody on.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm going to try this name again. That's Jessica Abon.
Amen.
Goddamn. We are talking to her from FXB.
Yes.
And apparently speaking not my strong suit today. I am encouraged by the fact that you've got female ownership.
Yes.
And I would suspect you probably encourage female participation.
Absolutely.
And I know my wife's a tough little lady, but this is something she would very much get into. And she would like it, and she'd be beating on that bag.
That's right.
Do you feel like it helps encourage sort of confidence? I realize you're not teaching self-defense per se, but it's got to be confidence instilling to kind of go out and exert yourself in such a way.
I believe so. It's not self-defense, but yet it is. We learned how to punch. We learned how to block. We learned how to, you know, duck. And we do learn how to kick. And I mean, we don't just barely kick. We don't barely punch. We really punch it out. It's tough and it's fun and it's very therapeutic. And there's just nothing better.
The novices, you know, if I were to be persuaded, Jessica, how long does it take to acclimate to the class? Because I'm out of shape. Everyone look at me. I'm out of shape.
I mean, seriously, it's hard.
How long does it take, do you think, before people catch their stride? Because I would think early in the class is the hardest time, you know, when you're still getting your sea legs or whatever.
Yeah, I think that the hardest part about it is more the just learning the moves and learning the way that things go. We're on a rhythmic, it's cardio kickboxing, so we do work on a rhythm. And learning the moves is probably the hardest, but everybody works at their own pace, and you can be a beginner and have no knowledge. You can be somebody that has a lot of knowledge, and you don't compete with anybody but your own self. So you kick the bag as hard as you can, or as, you know, as you punch it as hard as you can, but it's not about anybody else. Although we do encourage you to hit harder than your neighbor, and that's only just because, you know, when you hear that neighbor, you want to hit harder. The harder you hit, the harder you work. So it's just, it's different. And I think that you learn at your own pace, and that's the beauty of it. You can do your own thing.
And Jessica, you have different levels of participation. You've got a gold plan, a silver plan.
Yes.
Well, tell people why they might want to consider a gold plan. There's heart monitoring in different
aspects. There is. We have a heart monitor.
Tell me about that, please.
We have, the gold plan has a heart monitor involved, which we use on a big screen where everybody can see how hard you work. You can see how hard you work. It's how, as an instructor, I can see how hard you're working. And when it's time to let you cool down, it helps us keep you safe, but it also helps us work you hard. And then it also includes bands, resistance bands for the resistance side of it, the strength training. And that allows us to keep COVID friendly with not sharing the bands and keeping it clean and keeping it safe for germs in general for COVID. So that's why we offer it. And then you can do it at home. We have a virtual class. Everything is virtually done online. So you can, if you're on vacation or if you have a family member far away, we offer every class online.
Now, I understand this is about the camaraderie and showing up and putting in the work and the sweat. But you do have people that have stayed a part of your community, even though they've left the greater Dane County area. You've got virtual participants from other states.
Yes, New York, Maryland. A friend of mine that started 10 years ago with me, she was an instructor with me. We joined the same class in 2010, and she participates from Maryland virtually. So,
well, Jessica, here's the challenge. If people want to take part in the FXB in the 10-week program, whether it's on the gold level or the silver level, the sign-up's coming pretty rapidly.
Very fast.
And April 10th is the start of the new class. That's what, a week from next Saturday, something like that. Maybe. It's about 3 weeks from now.
Right.
Well, Jessica, so people really have to get involved as quickly as possible, at least if they'd like to participate. And I'm sure you've got other classes that go off throughout the course of the year. I know you do. Mm-hmm. But right now is the time to get in shape for the beach or for summer, for, you know, maybe taking your shirt off once at a blue moon if you're a male. Or, you know, just feeling better about yourself. And that's every one of us. We all want to feel better, and we got to be healthier. So April 10th, if people would like to consider signing up, how did they get started?
They can find us online. We are www.fxbfitchburg.com.
That one more time slow.
Sorry. www.fxbfitchburg.com. That's our website. You can call me on the phone. Do I need to say my number?
No. Okay. People will find it on the website. They'll Google it at FXB Fitchburg if they need to.
Right. Or Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping in Madison.
And if they would like to, you can schedule. You've got classes currently five times a day.
Correct.
And perhaps that'll expand as more people enroll post-COVID.
Right.
But you can sign up for any one of those classes. You can attend any of the classes.
Correct.
And you can do so conveniently through an application, my understanding.
Right. On MindBody, which is a pretty normal and known fitness application that you can get on your phone. And then just search us out and you can find us and sign up.
So you start classes at like 5:15 in the morning?
Yes. 5:15 is our first class.
But you got one a little bit later morning, I understand.
6:15, 8:30, and then we do into the evenings at 4:30 and 5:30.
Excellent. FXBFitchburg.com. That's where you start. Start signing up now for the April 10th class. Mm-hmm. She's Jessica Amon.
Amon.
Amon. Why is that so difficult?
I know. It's like praying. Amon. Amen.
Amen. find her at FXB Kickboxing. Apparently, my brain is completely stopped. Jessica, very nice to have you on board as a brand new sponsor.
Yes.
Please support them. Join. And you might see me. I'm thinking like the 8:30 class might fit my schedule.
8:30, I'll be there.
All right. Outstanding. And thank you for your young friend for joining us here in the studio
as well. My daughter, Everly.
And she got to pick the music. That's pretty cool. Thank you both. FXB.
Thank you.
Fitchburg.com, where you're going to want to join and go kickboxing and get in shape for summer. Thank you, Jessica. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates.